over.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Texan Newscast. I'm Zeke Fritz.
And I'm JT Lindsay. It's September 21st, 2017, and here's what's been happening on campus.
66% of the class of 2017 graduated within 4 years, according to the university. That's a 5% increase over the class of 2016, the largest jump ever between years in UT's history. Executive Vice President and Provost Marie McGinnis signaled that the Student Success Initiative is playing a large role in the achievement. Associate Vice Provost Carolyn Conrad set an 80% goal for the class of 2018.
The university's first professional Muslim sorority was established on campus and began Rush Week on Monday. Founder Samira Maddox said the sorority, Mu Delta Alpha, is committed to helping Muslim women develop professionally while adhering to their values. Biochemistry sophomore Fatima Oves said she is looking forward to the sisterhood that MDA will provide, as well as the opportunities to present themselves as Muslim women in the professional world.
A donation from the Kane Foundation is funding the Dennis UT Los Angeles Center for Entertainment and Media Studies. The foundation, which is making its second donation in 2 years, is looking to create a bridge between the university in Austin and its location in LA. This is a part of an ongoing effort to expose students in the Butler School of Music and the Moody College of Communication to a wider range of professional opportunities in the media heart of the United States.
A new scaled-down Target is scheduled to open inside Dobie 21 this October, bringing student necessities and new jobs to campus. The store opening will create more than 50 new jobs on campus, according to KVU. Two job fairs are scheduled to take place this month at the Target location in North Austin on Research Boulevard and Olin Road from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., one this Thursday and one on September 29th. Government freshman Vanessa DeJu said while she does not have experience in retail, she's hoping to get a job at Target that would be compatible with her hectic schedule. Target's open late, so I could work after class, DeJu said. I don't know how picky they'll be, but it would be really convenient. Dobie is a private dorm and shopping center located on campus at the intersection of 21st and Guadalupe Streets. The new Target will be the first of its kind in Austin, one with a specialized inventory designed to cater to the needs of college students and provide a quick shopping experience. Although the 22,000-square-foot store's inventory may not be as extensive as that of other Target stores, this location will still carry college essentials like dorm gear, clothing, hygiene and beauty products, groceries, technology, grab-and-go meals, and UT apparel. We're able to serve more guests by adding flexible format stores near top universities across the country, said Mark Shindele, Target's senior vice president, in a written statement to the Austin American-Statesman. We're thrilled to open our first flexible format store in Austin and to join the Longhorn community.
Dice. Dollar bill. Octopus. These were three of 16 random words that lit up the projector screen in the Sanger Learning Center workshop space on a Wednesday afternoon. However, when the screen turned off a minute later, no one in the room could recall more than five, a result of SLC Outreach Assistant Angela Yu's instructions for participants to count the vowels, not read the words. This happens a lot when we study, Finance Junior Yu said. We get really deep into the details and we forget the overarching subject. You led the Study Smarter, Not Harder workshop, which is one of five unique workshops the SLC is offering for free to students each semester. The sessions are held on the third floor of Jester Center and are designed to help students rise to the challenge of understanding difficult college coursework, said SLC Learning Specialist Courtney Sviatko. A lot of students come to UT with study habits from high school that maybe need to be reassessed, Sviatko said. We are just trying to give them research-based best practices that we know will apply to any course they're in. You explained the first step to understanding material is to preview what the class is going to be about. The next step, you instructed, is going back over notes. She said after 24 hours, students lose 40% of knowledge from class, and after 48 hours, they lose 60%. Finally, she recommends students memorize notes in a way that is relatable to them, using output methods which require one to apply the information they've learned. Self-testing is a great method to quiz yourself because there is another output method that you're doing, you said. Rhetoric and writing freshman Gabrielle Pons said that she attended the workshop because she recently studied for an economics test by looking over her notes and was not confident in her performance. Pons said that she was going to try the self-testing method in the future and hopes others who are struggling with studying can find methods that work for them. Definitely seek out help, Pons said. There are so many resources. Whether you use them or not, your tuition is paying for them, so you might as well use them. Registration for future workshops is available on the Sanger Learning Center website.
The UT Police Department has encountered 9 individual cases of marijuana possession since last Tuesday, a higher number than usual. A higher number. Police Lieutenant Greg Stevenson said, although he has no statistics to confirm an increase in on-campus use of marijuana, he does think students tend to commit more substance abuse at the beginning of the fall semester. In Texas, marijuana usage is illegal, and possession of 2 ounces or less is a Class B misdemeanor. The abuse of marijuana is a common problem among big campuses like UT, Stevenson said. We try to protect students from endangering their own health and mental being. Stevenson said UTPD now has the discretion to give out tickets instead of jailing offenders who are accused of using or possessing marijuana. It's a better way to allocate our resources, Stevenson said. There's also diversity in how intoxicated the offender is. If the students look like they're not endangering themselves, then we write a ticket instead of arresting them. This procedure leaves more jail space and is more time efficient. Susan Kurtz, interim manager of the Office of Health Promotion at the University Health Services, said the number of marijuana arrests may not reflect the actual amount of usage. Just because UTPD's crime log says they're catching more students does not necessarily mean that there are actually more students using marijuana, Kurtz said. The spring 2017 National College Health Assessment taken by UT students shows 59.4% have never used marijuana or related substances. By contrast, 19.9% of students reported they had used marijuana within the 30 days prior to taking the survey. Marijuana is not one of our priorities, Kurtz said. We don't see students use marijuana on a regular basis, and we don't have any student report on the negative effects of marijuana use. Kurtz said the assessment shows the perceived percentage of students who have never used marijuana was 6%, compared to the actual 59.4%. And that's it for this week's edition of the Daily Texan Newscast. In the meantime, there's always more news at dailytexanonline.com.
You can also find the Daily Texan on Twitter, at the Daily Texan, and this and our other podcasts at Texan Podcasts.
Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud. Just search for the Daily Texan.
Be sure to tune in next week and check out all of our coverage from Trib Fest on campus this weekend.
Bye, guys.